Hey, hi, Daddy.
Hi, Dada.
I am Taya.
Taya.
I am. Taya.
Taya.
Say what?
What?
Where? Where? Say where?
Where?
Say sister's birthday.
Sister's birthday.
And we're going to sing happy birthday to sister. You ready?
Yeah.
Sing. Sing. Happy, happy. Start. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday,
dear. Happy birthday to you. Hooray! Did you want to say something else to Daddy?
Yeah.
What? Tell Daddy. Say, I miss you.
Miss you.
Very?
Very?
Much.
Much more.
Leslie, stop it. No, stop it. Either you stop it or I'll take it away. Now, I want you to tell Daddy about your birthday party in school, because you didn't even tell me. Can you tell Daddy?
Daddy, I went to school and had a birthday party. And what else?
Well, tell him what you had at the party.
Party favors, paper plates and napkins and party favors. No, I said that. Yes, I didn't like those cupcakes.
Thanks, Lowe's.
They stink.
No, I don't like that, and you will not use that word. Now go on. Did the children sing?
Yes, not me.
No, what do they sing?
Happy birthday to Leslie, happy birthday to Leslie, and I blow the candles out and I made a wish.
When? In school? Do they have candles in school? I didn't know you had candles, too. Then what did you just have here? Tell Daddy about the birthday cake.
Daddy, I had a birthday cake. And what was it? Rose?
Roses on top, and it was whipped cream.
Whipped cream?
With tutti frutti filling.
Tutti frutti filling.
Tell Daddy what presents you have.
A clock and, I want to say that. I'm trying to
get
Daddy, I had a cake with leaves on it. You forgot that.
Mm-hmm. What were your presents?
What present?
That you got this afternoon.
A clock and a...
Etch-a-sketch.
And what else?
Tea set in a hutch cabinet.
Hutch cabinet. And what else? And... what?
A high chair.
A high chair.
And for whom?
For Mary Garden. Bart. A garden.
And a ukulele. To play music and sing.
Where is it?
Down here. What else? An outfit from Aunt Eleanor.
An outfit from Aunt Eleanor. And what else?
And a bathing suit from Aunt Ruth.
And what else?
I think that's it for now. You got a card from Gail Johnson. How many calls your Aunt Eleanor and her family?
Two.
And one from sister?
A tiger.
Uh-huh.
And... and a doll with the mommy was pretending she was a mommy. And she had the same clothing that her daughter made for her.
Will you sing Frere Jacques to Daddy? I heard you singing it the other day.
Frere Jacques, Frere Jacques.
Don't.
Me.
sing a song you make up. Make up a song for Daddy.
Oh, wait. The snow, no, the rain is falling. The rain is falling everywhere. Oh, where can my doggy be? It's raining and he must be cold. He's wet and he's dried with some snow on his back. He has some snow in his mouth, I think.
I'll make up another song.
It's sun shining now, and my dirty face is not washed up. I can see with the mirror I can. It's not watched for me. I can tell what is on my face. Paint is in my mouth to sink. In the sink I can get it out. And I have some paint in my throat.
Heavens.
I have some paint in my belly ache.
Now sing a song about airplanes or boats.
Oh, boat, you come back to me, or else I won't come to you.
The same tune. Make up a different tune.
No, I didn't tune this a long time.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
Oh, where can you be for me? Oh, where can my body be? What are you smiling about?
I'm smiling at your sister.
What are you making?
Nothing. She just wanted to see how this worked. She got sort of stuck in a corner. Couldn't get out. Is that it now?
Where can my airplane be? Where can he be with his ears cut short and his tail?
The airplane.
With his tail cut long and his ears cut short. Where can his microphone be?
All right. Tell Daddy whether or not you had a nice birthday.
Yes, I did.
You thank him for the purse?
Thank you, Daddy, for the purse.
And what else?
And what else?
What was in the purse?
A box.
And in the box, there was a
necklace.
And did you wear it?
Yes.
Good.
And I took it off.
That's what you can't really tell them. Okay.
What did you mean? Okay. Mommy.
All right, say bye-bye now to Daddy.
Bye-bye, Daddy.
Guess who loves you?
No, I forgot to tell him this.
Oh, all right, let him listen to the clock.
Daddy, I have a new clock. You want to hear it?
You're going in the wrong direction. Too fast. Quarter hour. Another quarter hour. And here comes the hour sound. That's it. Hi, honey. It's officially the 24th. Early in the morning, like what time? It's almost 1:30, but it's still the 23rd for me until I get up tomorrow morning. Oh, well, you know what I mean. I think you've had enough. Not really enough, but you've had a bit of your children's voices. I'm sorry Thea didn't get on more, but I can accomplish more with Thea when Leslie isn't so cooperative. Then Leslie hogs the microphone, and Thea will hold back a little. It was a nice birthday, and I don't think it was so horrible that she didn't have a home birthday party. I think she had enough at school, as you heard from her. She certainly has enough gifts. I think I overbuy. I sometimes wonder what goes through Leslie's mind. Tonight, she came out of her bed and came over to me and told me she had something to tell me in my ear.
And she said, Mommy, I love you, and I miss my daddy. I'll just give you that piece of information. We have a thing going among us. I teasingly said to one of the kids one day, I'm going to tell you a secret, and I made a sound when I went over to the ear of whispering. So now Taya will come over to me, and she'll pull my head down and say, Ia. And she'll go, and I ask her, are you going to tell me a secret? And she says, whish, whish. It's the cutest thing. A lot of talking in each other's ears. Very sexual. Runs in the family. But you know the kids, they are that way. I'm a little on the blah side. It's been a long day. Tomorrow will be another one. But at least now, it's now the last week in April. This is very encouraging. And then we approach May. You know, I find that the beginning of the month is another little landmark type thing. Pay the bills. Start again. It's lots of fun. Hey. I'm so tired in the midst of it. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I'm going to turn on the Barry Farber show and see what's on tonight. I'm really not very communicative. I've just written to you. And this will probably go out in the mail with a letter. They'll probably arrive at different times anyway. And I don't want to repeat too much. The cake we had was very nice, very tasty. Nice Jewish bakery. The kind you can smell, you know, like next door. You walk in, you want to buy everything. All kinds of bread and cakes and, oh. You have to stop yourself because, you know, who's going to eat it? But it's a nice, it's the one on Nostrand Avenue in that shopping center we went to where there was Crown Drugs. And, we might have gone, I think, we might have gone into that bakery to buy your birthday cake. Yes, we did. We didn't order a special one, but we bought a cake for you, I remember. I remember a lot of things. You know, Herb, there are times I don't believe this is all happening, like right now. 9 months, almost, on the 26th. Doesn't seem possible that we could be apart for so long. I don't think that too often, and I shouldn't, so I won't. I'll just look ahead. Wish those darn orders would come through. Give me a goal. You want to laugh? I'm so kooky, I put my nightgown on backwards. It's the black one I bought right after I met you, way back, you know when. The one with the lace on the top, and had a nylon front, which I took off. It lasts and lasts and lasts. It'll still be here when you come home. I don't know what Barry Fobb is talking about. They're talking about niacin. And I don't, you know. It'll put me to sleep, which is good. Sometimes he has very good programs. And he does his commercials three at a time so there aren't too many interruptions. Hey. Hey, honey, honey. Love you. Love you. I love you. Hero of mine. I'm gonna trail off, I think. Because I don't know if I'm going to last much longer. I'm now have my head in on one, resting on one hand, and my eyes aren't, you know that feeling, not focusing too well. And tomorrow morning is 7 o'clock, rise and shine. Smiling mother, getting her offspring off to school, while the other one's pottering about trying to ride the bicycle in the house. She is so funny. Oh, come home, honey. I'm sorry I said that. I apologize. I know you want to. I'm feeling frustrated. Generally, not specifically. Just generally. Keep in touch. Smile. Remember whatever there is to remember. I'm so goofy. I see you. Bye.